accuses Washington of interfering in the country's sovereign political affairs, and U.S. military probe indicates Black Hawk helicopter that crashed Thursday carrying all 9 soldiers aboard was shot down. Mr. Roy Chatterton Moffles has again told Washington to stay out of the country's domestic politics. The statement came after U.S. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice called on President Hugo Chavez to, in other words, demonstrate that he believes in democratic processes by allowing a recall referendum to go ahead and to live up to its terms. Chatterton Moffles said Saturday that the possibility of holding the vote is not up to Chavez. Autonomous National Elections Council that is charged with verifying more than 3.4 million signatures that Chavez opponents say they submitted to petition a revocatory referendum. It's rather surprising that Rice didn't understand that, or that she must have been speaking in silence. The U.S. Foreign Minister also reminded Washington's National Security Advisor that his country has on a video her severe and accusatory language against Chavez when he was briefly overthrown by a right-wing coup almost 2 years ago. He said those statements must have certainly encouraged the coup plotters who shut down public powers like the Parliament and Supreme Court and launched a massive persecution of those who supported their democratically elected president. Concerning this anti-democratic episode, said Chatterton Moffles, Rice remained silent. The U.S. Foreign Minister also advised Washington's National Security Advisor to review the history of political destabilization and the overthrow of democratic regimes in Latin America during the 20th century, in allusion to Washington's infamous and well-documented role in those events. Chavez supporters in the Venezuelan Congress have lodged numerous charges of widespread fraud in the November 28 to December 1 signature gathering campaign, including instances of duplicate votes and signatures from dead voters. Chavez has stated on several occasions that the Elections Council must persuade them signature by signature that there is a legal basis for the vote. The Venezuelan Foreign Minister's remarks were the latest in a week of angry exchanges between his government and the United States.